Hello, everybody. This is Press X to Not Die. I am Killa Greg.
I am Tyrell Dangerous.
This week, we are talking about WWE 2K16. Podcast theme music, go. Hello, this is the inaugural episode of Press X to Not Die. I am Killa Greg. You can find me at KillaGreg17 on Twitter.
I am the co-host, Tyrell Dangerous. You can find me at Tyrell Dangerous on Twitter.
If you want to find all of our works, you can find us at idiotswithmics.com. Some people may know us from our other current podcast, our wrestling podcast, WCWTF. We've been doing that for a couple weeks, but we decided to venture into some new territory, what I consider our roots, video games. Ty, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
My name is Tyrell Dangerous, as I have mentioned. I am a gamer through and through. There's not a whole lot of stuff I won't play. I'm not really big into wrestling game or not wrestling, racing games. Aside from that, I'll play anything. First-person shooters, RPGs, weird indie games. I'm in.
What are you into right now?
Right now, Fallout 4, of course.
Yeah. Fallout 4 is like a black hole in the gaming community right now. There isn't anybody who's not talking about it or playing it or have already bought it.
I am really stoked to get into Tomb Raider. I just can't pull away from Fallout right now.
Yeah. I thought it was really foolish of them to release Tomb Raider the same day as Fallout. Is that just me?
Maybe there's not a good time this holiday season. We've got... Star Wars is next week.
Yeah, but I feel like after Battlefront, there's nothing until next year.
I'm sure there's an Assassin's Creed somewhere.
No, that already happened. Everybody's already over that. Glitch videos galore, man. I am Killa Greg. My video game background, similar to Ty, don't play a lot of racing games. I play an embarrassing amount of first-person shooters. Like, I don't really consider myself a first-person shooter kind of guy, but that's pretty much all I play. It's like Destiny. I picked up Halo. By the way, Halo 5, way better than I expected it to be. Fallout, technically a first-person shooter. Boy, I play a lot more first-person shooters than I thought. So just a little mission statement on what this podcast is going to be. Hopefully, this is going to be a bi-monthly podcast, so two a month. And we're going to alternate topics. So today we're talking about a specific game. We're talking about WWE 2K15. It's not always going to be 2K16. I'm sorry. It's not always going to be sports titles or anything like that. But we thought it would be fun to tie in a new game with, you know, our other podcast, WCWTF. And then next week we're going to do a general discussion. Talk about games we're excited about, gaming news. Maybe just go over some general topics. League of Legends isn't the kind of game that we're ever going to spend an entire podcast on, but we both play it frequently. League news might fall under our general topic. And then we're going to alternate back and forth. So three podcasts from now, we'll have another game to talk about. We haven't decided what it's going to be yet, but we will try to announce it as far in the future as possible. So maybe, hopefully, any listeners at home can participate in the discussion. So anything before we get into it?
I'm ready when you are.
Yeah.
I know you have a lot to say about this one.
I do. And I really hope that I can articulate my feelings appropriately rather than just yelling things, which is what this game makes me want to do. So WWE 2K16 came out about 2 weeks ago. We're recording this on November 15th. When did that come out? I want to say the 4th? Doesn't matter.
October 26th or 26th.
October 26th. So the end of October, we've had about 2.5 weeks to digest it. We were going to record this a week ago, and honestly, I just felt like I needed a little more time with it to really decide whether I was pro or con WWE. Yeah, I don't know the proper way to say that. So why don't you give your background with the WWE games?
I am a huge wrestling fan. I have been for a long time now, and the wrestling games are no exception for me. I've been playing them every year since they've been released, back from SmackDown on the PlayStation to, you know, 2K16 this year. I always have a blast with them, and I just, my buddies and I spend a lot of time just creating our own characters, setting up, especially now, universe modes, storylines. It's just so expansive, and I always have a good time with them.
So the last wrestling game I played was WCW NWO Revenge for the Nintendo 64. And I feel like that might have been a detriment as to my enjoyment of this game. I don't know if that's true or not, but in my brain, I definitely enjoyed the Nintendo 64 wrestling game a little bit better. So this game was supposed to be a very big improvement on the last game.
Yes.
What was lacking in 2K15 that they improved in this game?
Going from 2K14 to 15, 14 on the Xbox 360 had just so much to it. The creation suite was huge. You can create titles, venues. I believe 13, you still had the ability to create storylines. You can actually like write dialogue and have a scene play out. You can download other people's stories.
That sounds awesome.
And going from 14 to 15 on the Xbox One was just nothing but cut content.
So it was a step back. 15 was a step back from 14, even though it was a generational console jump.
Graphically, it looked significantly better.
Okay.
But there was a cost to it. You could no longer create divas. You couldn't create anything. The creation suite was super chopped. Like three hairstyles, two singlets, and then that was it. Going back to, like, they added the My Career mode, which was neat because you get to create your own character and start them off in NXT, which is their
developmental area. This is the new edition.
Nope, that was last year.
Oh, that was last year. Okay, I'm sorry.
Except the way they did it was just the worst. You would start out three matches, and then they move you up to Superstars or Main Event, one of the C shows. But there was constantly nothing for you to do. Vicky Guerrero would come out and be like, I got nothing for you this week.
That's a lie.
Nope, that would happen. So instead of moving forward in the storyline, you can either have a tune-up match against Jack Swagger or a dark match, which won't be televised, but you'll get more virtual currency. And the other one, it will be televised, so you get more fans, people following you on the fake Twitter in the game.
On the fake tweets.
And that was, you had to sit through like 4 weeks of that. Just nothing happening. I got nothing for you this week. Go fight Jack Swagger. I got nothing for you this week. Go against Brock Lesnar on Superstars.
That sounds bad. That sounds uninteresting.
It was very boring.
Okay. So what did they do this year to improve on how boring that was?
They let stuff happen, which I feel like, and more to the point, you make stuff happen. Now, when you're in your My Career mode, you can run in on somebody and start a feud with them. They'll run in on you, and then you'll talk to Renee Young, and they'll do a whole sequence where she asks you a question, and you respond, which basically sets your feuds up, lets you become a face or a heel or a good guy or bad guy if you're not into the wrestling
terms.
And
that's all new?
Yes.
Okay.
That's all brand new. Things run significantly smoother. Like I said, more stuff happens. It's a lot more work this year. Whereas last year, it would be just waiting for something to happen. Then all of a sudden, oh, Vicky's like, oh, guess what? I don't like you, so I'm going to put you in a gauntlet match tonight. And then the next 4 weeks will be her throwing Randy Orton's at you until you get to
nonstop Ortons all over the place.
Until you get a face off with Triple H at whatever pay-per-view it is.
So how far did you make it? How far are you currently? Are you still playing the game, or has Fallout destroyed?
Fallout's taken the front seat. But I'm still a big fan of 2K16.
Okay. How far are you in the... Well, I'm going to call it the campaign, just for simplicity's
sake. That's a weird question, because it's not like there's a story mode.
Okay.
You know, it's not like, you know, if you play Metal Gear 5, oh, I'm on mission...
Right.
I'm on mission 42. This one, I've won my NXT belt, and I'm currently going after... I'm like two steps away from getting the Intercontinental belt.
Okay. How long did it take you to get the NXT belt?
A little while.
Do you consider that a good thing or a bad thing? I feel like I'm interviewing you. Do you consider that a good thing or a bad thing, that it took you a while to get out of essentially the minor leagues?
It's kind of a double-edged sword. It let me really work on my character before I moved up to the big leagues, if you will. So instead of just jumping in there with an overall like attribute level of a 60, I got to fight, learn the game mechanics, figure out what kind of character I want to be, and then eventually move up out of NXT. And then it actually, I messed up the feud system. So my feud with Kevin Owens, who was the champion at the time, ended the week before the pay-per-view because So I didn't get a fight for the belt.
Oh.
So I had to go through all that again, which was kind of annoying, but you live and you learn. Well, what's your take on it so far?
Trying not to use too much hyperbole. I think I hate this game. And I'm willing to take a certain amount of blame that I might just be bad at it. I'm really struggling to get the mechanics of the wrestling down. So, I'm losing every single match. Every single match. Sometimes because I just lose the match. Like, sometimes the computer's just better than me. And sometimes because I make one mistake, or I don't quite grasp the mechanics of it, and then there's no coming back. I think what might annoy me the most about this game is that, I'm trying to put this forth in a cohesive thought.
Well, as you're thinking,
let's talk about how the matches work.
Okay.
In the game. So, you start out, this isn't a fighting game. It doesn't work like a fighting game.
No, it is not. It's not a Street Fighter or anything like that.
It is incomparable to anything I've ever played. Can you think of another game that plays anything like this game?
The closest thing that I might even slightly compare the gameplay to would be like the old four-player, like top-down 3D beat-em-ups that were on like Dreamcast, Power Stone.
Yeah, Power Stone. Interesting.
Something like that. But even then, that's,
yeah, that's
stretching.
That's too active.
Yeah.
So in this game, I think the real deep down core problem I have is that your button presses don't really equate to moves in like a one-to-one fashion. So like you press punch, and depending on how hard you press punch, where you are in the ring, if you're running, all this stuff, your punch might happen immediately. It might get delayed. You might do something else. And I personally am really struggling with the timing of the game. Very specifically, the countering mechanic. So the game sort of works like a seesaw. Much like professional wrestling does, honestly. I have to give them credit that they definitely get a pro wrestling feel to this game. It's all about momentum. Like, you'll be doing a chain of moves, and then sometimes they'll counter them, and then they'll do a chain of moves, and then it goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Unfortunately, I never counter anything. So it's just them doing offense to me the entire time.
This, I feel, is probably where not playing a wrestling game since, you know, the Nintendo 64 is going to be a hindrance. This game has a huge learning curve. Like, the idea that when you're supposed to see the reversal button pop up, and then you hit the reversal button and you do the reversal, the timing of it is never right.
Yeah, just to that point. So I play games that have reversals, you know, like the game that's popping up to my brain immediately, and this is actually a little weird because the reversal system in that game was terrible, is Metal Gear Rising. In almost every game that I've ever played that has some sort of countering mechanic, you always hit the counter button right before they're about to hit you. So, like, right before their fist connects with your face, that's when you press the counter button, and then you'll counter the move.
Mm-hmm.
That is not how this works.
It is... it's kind of how this works. There are... like, I've been playing for years, so I know, like, what the animation looks like when a guy is going for his finisher. Like, when he's reaching, he's doing the grapple before he can do his RKO animation, I know when to hit the reversal button so
right.
I don't get RKO'd. Which, I mean, that just comes with the practice, with the years of playing the game, with just...
Right.
So, but I understand what you're saying. It's not, like, right when you punch. You need to start, like, right when he's halfway through the air, so then you can do your reversal animation.
Yeah.
It's wonky. I'll say that. I do agree there.
I don't... this is kind of a wrap-up point, so I don't totally want to make it. So...
okay.
I would like to, at some point in during this conversation, address whether the such a core mechanic being wonky is good or bad for this game. But I feel like that's one of, like I said, a wrap-up point. So
okay.
We got to come back to it.
All right, we will come back to that.
Okay.
I will say the game does have its flaws, but every wrestling game has. I mean, save for maybe SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain. Great game. This one does, I mean, it looks, I think half the wrestlers look pretty fantastic.
Yeah, this game's super weird in that some things look awesome. The overall level of detail in this game is stellar. All the wrestlers' entrances are spot on.
Oh, yeah.
The arenas that they fight in look great. The crowd looks great. They really are paying, like, brilliant fan service to the people who actually want to play this game as wrestling fans. But some of the wrestlers just...
they look off.
They look terrible.
Yeah.
And Renee Young looks like a clay monster. It is horrifying.
Renee Young has more teeth than any living creature should have. She's got...
she's like a shark.
Yeah.
She's got, like, three rows of teeth.
It's... pretty creepy.
Yeah.
To be honest.
So, like, parts of this game look great, and parts of it look worse than Fight Night Round 2 for the Xbox. Like, it's peculiar.
Yeah, it's just odd what they spend time on. And maybe it's just the little details that they're glossing over, but if you look at, like, a John Cena, Randy Orton, they look great.
They look great.
Kevin Owens looks like just a bearded goon.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So it's strange. I will say, with the way everything looks good, the roster is pretty staggering.
Yeah, it's huge.
Like, 120 characters. Few doubles, like three different Steve Austins, which was the main story mode besides my career, going through Stone Cold Steve Austin's life. But in doing so, it's kind of a disservice because you've got wrestlers that no one wants to play at all. Like, no one wants to be Colonel Mustafa.
No.
So why would you ever pick him except to just beat his ass in Stone Cold story mode? Doesn't make sense.
Right.
But still, a huge roster, which is incredible. Just double check my notes, see if I had anything else I wanted to bring up. Oh, animations.
Yeah.
As you were mentioning, like, reversals and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can use that to make a segue. The animations of this game are, the amount of stuff you can do is staggering. There's different animations for wherever you are, getting up on turnbuckles, going off turnbuckles. The amount of moves you can do has significantly increased. They added like a whole new strong strike mechanic, which is really nice.
What do you mean by strong strike mechanic?
Okay. Usually in the past, there have been two types of moves. There have been strikes and grapples.
Okay.
So when you grapple, you can either do a hard grapple, which would put them right into a move, or you can do like a light grapple, which ties them up, and then it opens up more moves you can do. In this one, if you're in a light grapple, or if they're on the ground, like you're talking about holding X. If you hold X, you do more moves.
Okay.
So you've essentially like added an extra third of stuff you can do in the match.
I'm sorry. I have so much to say.
go on.
I was never quite sure what move I was going to do when I tried to execute a move. Sometimes I would do something totally rad, and sometimes I'd do something totally stupid. And I was never totally clear on what was going to result in what.
Well, did you set up your own move set, or did you just go with the...
It wouldn't let me, I don't think. I would like to state that I was entirely confused for every single second I played this game. even from the very start where I booted it up, it said, this is primarily me being an idiot. So I gotta take some of the blame again. It said I had to install, and then the game said it was ready to play. And then I jumped in, and it wouldn't let me do anything, and I was entirely confused. It didn't occur to me that they were, like, just letting me try it out while the rest of the game installed.
Yeah, a lot of...
But I was like, God damn it, my game's broken. Like, why is this game broken? Like, do I, honest to God, have to unlock everything? Do I just exhibition match until it gives me this thing? So, honestly, from the second I started this game, I was confused. And then I jumped into the My Superstar mode because you pimped it so hard. And I am a wrestling fan, and I like storylines, and I like booking and stuff like that. So you sold the what's it called? My Career
My
Mode?
Career.
You sold My Career Mode very hard to me. And so I jumped right into it, and just immediately I started losing, like, constantly. Just a constant string of losses, which, again, maybe I'm bad at the game. But I feel like some blame has to fall on the game itself that at no point did I feel good playing it. I just felt like an idiot.
Is it possible you're an idiot?
It's certainly... It's
no,
that's a viable argument.
There are,
I may be dumb.
I have played games where I've started it up and just... for some reason or another, it just... I either feel underpowered or just not having a good time because I really, when I want to like something and I don't, it's a bit of a toll.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever played a game where, like, I can think of one, and I'll ask you this question, and I'll tell you my one game. Have you ever played a game where you started up and you just couldn't even kill the first guy?
Nothing that I can really jumps to.
I can think of one game, and I consider that game the worst game I've ever played in my entire life.
Is it Vampire Rain?
It was Vampire Rain. You boot up the game, the first guy murders you endlessly, constantly, one after another. Just death, death, death. You cannot kill that first guy. That's how I felt playing this game. I played probably 50 matches. I would say I won 3 of them. Maybe.
I can see how that would be a bit disheartening.
Yeah. Like, if you turn on Street Fighter and you're like, yeah, I'm going to be Ryu, and then you jump in and just Ken beats your ass 50 times in a row, like, yeah, are you really going to enjoy? And am I really that bad at this game? Or is the learning curve that difficult?
I, I haven't seen you, you play, but
you did see me play. I mean, that was 2K15. You saw, you watched me play. But, I mean, I don't know. I just,
well, I mean, I think that's that that goes along with a lot of the new mechanics too. Your little bit that you played of 2K14 didn't mean that anything because of the way they changed pinning, the way they changed submissions.
Yeah,
it's like you may well have not even tried it.
So, I was overwhelmed by that. Then I got my ass beat by everybody. And it's like, all right, you made it to the NXT roster. I don't know how.
Everyone needs jobbers.
I guess so. That would have been fun. It was like, all right, get out there and lose. If they like, if that was part of it.
It actually is part of it. Once you get to the main roster, one of the goals in order that, like, that you can do to get into the Hall of Fame is lose every match for 3 years.
That's awesome. Yeah, but that's like a fun little quirk. That's not like a that's not a mission statement or a mission.
Those missions are in there too. As you go on, once you get to the main roster, you start getting orders from the Authority, Triple H and Stephanie McMahon, and it'll be like, go out there, put on a 4-star match, and lose to Fandango.
That'd be awesome. But I never got to that. And they gave me like a billion points. At first, which, you know, happens in everything from Fallout, every RPG ever, you know, to get you set up. And I went out and I did like 3 matches and I had like another couple thousand points to throw into my stats. And then after that, they just like trickled in. So I never felt like I was getting any better. Yeah. And I was still losing. And I just never knew why. I never knew why I was losing. I would be putting on like a 4-star match and then I would miss a quick time event. And then that's game over.
I think we just figured out what the problem is.
Quick time events.
Yep.
We're going to take a little aside here. I'm going to explain the origin of the name of our podcast, Press X to Not Die. Flashback to 2007, maybe?
I think, yeah, 7. Sounds about right.
Flashback to 2007. Little Ty and little Greg in our early 20s. A whole future ahead of us. Several marriages. We're playing Resident Evil 5. Which, by the way, great co-op game.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people kind of shit all over it. Ty and I played it all the way through several times. First game I ever got a perfect gamer score in on the Xbox 360. We're at the final battle. Ty and I are flying in this plane. And the way the last... maybe 10 minutes of Resident Evil 5 happen is it's just like alternating quick time events one after the other. So like Ty'll do a string of quick time events. I'll do a string of quick time events. And then back and forth. It should be stated I am terrible at quick time events. Just the absolute worst. And Ty, it's co-op. Ty is relying on me to get these quick time events. And honest to God, am I overestimating? It's like a 10-minute string of quick time events.
It's a lot of quick time events in a row.
And if you mess one up, you have to start them all over again.
I don't even think it was that many quick time events looking back on it.
No?
I mean, they happen all throughout the game.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I think maybe 3 each.
Oh.
And there was one that Greg had to do, and it happened at the exact same time in this cutscene, and he missed it for about, it seemed like 6 hours.
I just one after another, I just missed it and missed it and missed it, and then we'd have to do the entire quick time string again, and it got to the point where Ty was like, all right, Greg,
here it comes,
you ready? All right, go. And then there'd be silence. And I'd be like, I missed it.
And then we watch silence as we watch the plane crash into the ground.
Over and over and over again. So it just sort of became a running joke between Ty and I that you just got to press X to not die. Just Greg, just for God's sakes, just press X. Just press X,
please,
so we don't die,
please,
this
Greg,
time.
Please.
Just press X. So that's where that came from. And that, I mean, that must stem into this as well, because I'm just the worst at quick time events. And I feel like this entire game is just quick time events.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. There are a lot of quick time events esque gameplay. You know, especially when we're talking reversals and pinning is pretty much a QTE now.
Pinning is a QTE. Submissions, they're not quite quick time events, but they're pretty close to it.
It's yeah, it's strange. You basically hold the right stick. If you're there's two like half circles, and if you are putting the submission on someone, you want to get in their circle. And if you're having the submission put on you, you want to stay away from their circle.
I was terrible at that. I never knew which color I was.
Red or blue?
Yeah, I knew. Those are my options.
If you're,
yes.
If you're red, you're chasing. If you're blue, you're running away.
That's bad game design, man.
How's that bad? I think that's solid.
You should always be the same color.
No, if you're the one.
No, don't do that. You're always blue. They're always red. That way, I don't get confused.
I don't agree with that at all. I think it makes more sense that the person who is actively trying to hurt is the one that's red, and the person who's running away is blue.
Yeah, but I just, like, I don't know. I would get confused doing that. I'd be like, no, okay, last time I was red. So I'd be like, I'd be swinging the red around, and then I'd be like, you submitted. Wait a minute. No, I didn't. What? Turns out I was blue that time. I feel like this you should always just be the same color.
If you're not getting hurt, then if you're getting hurt, you're the one that's.
I understand what you're telling me, and I'm saying that is not intuitive.
I think it's more intuitive than you're always one color. Like, why would I be the same color if I'm doing something completely different this time?
It
just
should
because.
Or have you always be flashing or something? I don't know, but it didn't resonate with me that was a good game design. I could be wrong. This podcast, I'm going to sound just like an idiot. Like, I just don't understand how to video game. But I can't overstate that I think the game is overwhelmingly confusing.
I think overwhelming is a great way to put it, especially for someone who's just starting out. It is.
Yeah.
It's just so much.
It's so much, which is weird to think that that's a detriment. But it really is. Like, I just couldn't get a hold of all the mechanics at the same time. And I really feel like they just throw you in there.
Yeah, there is not a huge tutorial.
No.
They don't teach you a lot of stuff that, honestly, they probably should.
And wrestling, so this is the part where we get a little wrestling fanboy. On this conversation.
Okay.
Anybody who actually knows wrestling, like anybody who's, there's a phrase called being a mark. It's the kind of person who just believes that wrestling is real and that, you know, Brock Lesnar actually beat The Undertaker and that none of what it is, it's totally real. And then there's people like us who, we appreciate the storylines and stuff, but I like the wrestling industry more than anything else. I find what goes on behind the scenes just as interesting as what happens in the ring, and I like how things that happen behind the scenes affect stuff that's in the ring. This game walks a very strange line between wrestling industry and actual treating professional wrestling like it's a real sport. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, in real life, wrestling is not about winning or losing. It's about getting over with the fans. You know, fans cheer people who can lose just as much as they can cheer people who can win. Bray Wyatt, for example, people love him. He never wins.
Nope.
Ever. He wins nothing. People love him. Okay? And because it's not about winning or losing. But this is a video game. And the real-life wrestling fan in me can say, it's okay that I've lost every match that I've done in this game, because it doesn't matter. But the gamer in me is getting very angry that I can't win a match. And I'm struggling, like, what is their audience?
That is a pretty decent question. their audience, I guess, would be ideally someone like you, but I'm going to sound like a jerk when I say it like this, but like is better at the game. When I say that, like, Greg and I have a lot of the same feelings when it comes to actual wrestling. But seeing as I played the game for years, I'm used to the controls. I'm used to, you know, the things that can be considered wonky by someone who isn't familiar with the system. I can win like every match, and I do. I don't, you know, which bringing up the whole like industry part, wanting to win and then having the boss tell you to go out there and lose is really strange.
Right.
And the fact that they would let that out
into the game.
Yeah. To let that's, hey guys, don't, just as a reminder, everything that really happens in this game is fake.
Right.
Wrestling isn't real.
Wrestling's in this super peculiar spot where everybody knows how the industry works. Most people know how the industry works, but they still try to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Like, they totally pretend that that's not how it works. So it surprises me that WWE, who protects that this is real element to it.
Kayfabe.
Kayfabe. That's a phrase. I was trying not to use that phrase to turn off anybody who doesn't care. Tries to protect that kayfabe, would let that into the game that they just want people to lose. Although I suppose theoretically in kayfabe, the authority could still want you to lose for, you know, the greater good type thing.
If it was go out there, you're facing Seth Rollins tonight, the champion, go out there and lose to him.
Right.
That would make sense. But for them to be like, go out there and lose to, you know,
Jack Swagger to get him over.
Jack Swagger, yeah. Go lose to Jack Swagger. That's just like them throwing a middle finger at me.
Right.
Like, I just don't like you. You're on poop duty. Go clean up poop.
So let me, I'm going to tell you the two ways I think this game should have gone to make it a better game. You can tell me whether you agree with me or not.
Okay.
All right. I think this muddy middle ground between kayfabe and real life does not work. That's what I'm putting forward. Here are my solutions. Option number one, and I think this is what the game should be. I think this should be a game for kids. I think this game needed to be more fun. The people who go out there to pick up a WWE game, in my opinion, and this might be stereotyping, I think the type of people who really want this game are the type of fans who think or lean more towards that mark status, that sort of thinks wrestling is real. We get people to come into my store at work, because I watch wrestling at work sometimes, and they have like very strong opinions about like John Cena, but like in the positive. No real wrestling fan like you and I are going to say, yeah, I really love John Cena without getting some sort of qualification to it. You know, it's like, oh, I really like what Cena's been doing lately because he's been putting over the mid card. Like, that's a really good role for Cena. But people come into my store like, I love John Cena. He's good for the troops, and he does all these Make-A-Wish things, and he's so strong. And I love when he does that, you know, middle turnbuckle RKO thing. That's great. I feel like this game should be for those fans. The people who just want to do awesome stuff with John Cena. Who are super stoked that, who like think Bray Wyatt should lose because he's the bad guy. The ones who don't like the New Day because they cheat. I think that's what this game should be for. And I think this game is way too hard for that. I feel like I should have won my first 1,000 matches without any trouble before they were like, all right, buddy, cool it off now. Let's get into this counter system. Like, I want to be running around the ring and doing flippy shit off the top ropes. And like, I want to do cool things as a wrestler. And instead, I'm turning slowly like a tank and then kind of running. And then I hope I hit the quick time event at the right time so I can clothesline this bro. Come on, man. It's so slow and plodding. That's not what wrestling is. That's not what the WWE pretends wrestling is. They want it to be superstars. They have fireworks at the beginning of all their events, man.
Did you not add pyro to your entrance?
I could have figured out. Pyro was the only thing I got. It was just constant pyro. It was the camera panning right for like three seconds, and then a pyro, and then it would start again. And it was just constant panning right. Panning right. It was awful. I was so confused. That's okay. That is what I think this game really, truthfully, should have been.
I don't fully agree.
All right, go ahead and why.
I do agree that they needed to have things spelled out better for newer players. They needed to have something that teaches you beyond, like, oh, guess what? You're in a match now. Press the stick to move, and this one punches. There you go. That's all you need.
Yeah. Good luck. you are the master of punches. Have a good career.
But I do think that there is a good market for this type of game. Like, I love the simulation part of it. We haven't even touched on the universe mode yet, which lets you basically control your shows. You can have control of the entire WWE universe. You can make your own shows, put people over, make people stars. You do the booking.
Interesting.
Simulate stuff. It's...
No, I didn't play that. Again, there's so much to this game.
Yeah, it's...
There's things I didn't even know existed, and I own this game now. I've played it for a good amount of time.
It is very dense as a game. There's just so much to it. And I feel that... I forget how many years ago it was, but they made WWE All-Stars.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a while ago.
It's been years since.
I want to say like 06, 07, somewhere in there.
No, 9 or 10.
Oh, yeah?
Resident Evil 5 was 9. I looked it up.
Okay, all right.
So you've got basically the game that Greg's talking about, WWE Superstars, which is essentially the wrestling version of NBA Jam, or the NBA Jam version of wrestling. I can't figure out. Yeah, NBA Jam version of wrestling. Everyone's super jacked and muscled. All the moves are just giant flips in the air. Rey Mysterio jumps like 80 feet in the air and slams down on people.
That sounds fun. I mean, now granted, I don't even know if what I'm proposing is that extreme, but I do think that is the spirit that this game should have been in. That's my first proposition. Okay. My second suggestion for this game is actually the exact opposite, or relatively opposite. Make this game for people like Ty and I, who understand that wrestling is a work. Like, everything is fixed. Everything is fixed. Some of them, you know, sometimes they'll call a match in the ring, but it's still like, I'm going to do this. Like, after X amount of time, we're going to do this and this and this, and then we're going to build to the finish. There are still things planned out. So what I propose is that the rest, you can still wrestle in real time, but it's not so much about whether you win or lose, but how well you stick to the script of sorts. So before a match, you plan out your spots, you know, like, this match is going to be 12 minutes long. So-and-so either, you know, like, I'm going to go over, Fandango's going to go over. It doesn't matter. One of us, we decide ahead of time who's going to win. And then throughout the course of the match, you plan, like, at 3 minutes, it's going to be, you know, like, this long of offense for me, this long of offense for you. Do a reversal, so on and so forth. Now, here's the catch. Here's where my brilliant game designer hat comes on. The match continues no matter what. So, at 3 minutes, like, there's a little indicator up top that says 3 minutes, Fandango does a reversal and he gets his offense. You can keep wrestling the match the way you want to, but you don't get points or a score because you didn't stick to the script. So, for example, he puts on a submission move to you. Now, the same little submission mini game happens that happens in the game right here, but... if you accidentally submit or something, the match just continues, but you don't get the points for afterwards. So realistically, you're booking your match, and you can still play the game the same way we play the game, but it adds this element that's like, okay, I don't care if I'm losing. I'm still wrestling this match the way it's supposed to. What do you think of that?
Um, it's an interesting concept. It doesn't sound fun. Like being on a time, like on a timetable. Like I need Fandango to put me in a sleeper hold here, and then I need to time it and break it out. That just sounds like micromanaging. And that's, in my mind, not the key to a fun time. It right. sounds interesting. I mean, I played wrestling booking sims. Total Extreme Wrestling 2010, I think, was the last one I played. And you actually take control or start your own company. You pick up other wrestlers. You book the matches. You make storylines. You say who goes over and how, who wins. You say who cuts promos, what kind of promo, make vignettes.
Right.
It's insanely in depth, and it's basically just a text game. If you're into it, it's fantastic.
Right.
And what I think we have is going from both ends of the spectrum. We've got the Total Extreme Wrestling text crazy sim, and we've got WWE All-Stars. And with 2K16, we're somewhere in the middle.
Right.
Where they're not super fanciful and whimsical with crazy moves and... But we're not really committed to it being a business. You are still, like, the quarterback, or you are still the wrestler, and you are going either against the authority, and it's still very much in the fantasy world that is wrestling.
Right.
And I can see where... that would be almost jarring for someone who's as into the business as we are.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, I like the idea of the laying out the match and then following a script, but that just seems really tedious to me.
Yeah. I won't deny it.
You would just like that better?
I would be more comfortable if that were the case, yeah. I just really like... I just dislike... so strongly how unempowered I felt during this game, man. And even little things, like I kept trying to switch my finisher move, but every single time I went back to it, I still put that guy into the stupid submission instead of doing something cool. And I don't know, like, I'm not an idiot. I buy and play virtually every video game that comes out. I have no problem with the menuing. I have no problem with the mechanics. There are games I like and don't like. Some games just don't speak to me. And that's fine. But like this, I've never not gotten a game as much as I just have not gotten this game. It can't work for me. And I can't shoulder all the blame.
No, I agree. It's not all you. They're, like I said, it is very dense. Very overwhelming, and they do not do a fantastic job of explaining it.
What is the reception of this game? Do you know? Like, I mean, maybe I should have done this. Don't even know what the review scores were.
It's actually pretty split. People either love it or they hate it. We are basically the two camps for this game.
I'm gonna look up the Metacritic. There's no middle ground. Nobody's like, hey, this game's fine.
Not really. But, you know, the forums that I venture on, that's usually how things work.
Yeah, that's
true. You love Roman Reigns or you hate him.
Welcome to the internet.
Yep.
And P.S., if you love Roman Reigns, you're an idiot. Diana Fire. Yeah, Metacritic is 74. I feel like that's appropriately average.
User score is 5.5, based on 38 reviews.
5.5. Yeah, beautiful. That makes total sense to me. I don't know, man.
I am a bit disappointed that you didn't like it.
I gave it a real, real good effort too. You know, a lot of times I'll just quit, be like, this game's stupid, I don't like it. I don't know. I really tried. It's a shame. I don't give up on games frequently.
Yeah. What are you gonna do, right?
Trying to sell it. you got any points before we wrap up?
I really enjoy it. I understand why you wouldn't, and I understand why some people don't, but I dig it. Sucker.
I will tell you about a pretty cool moment I had. And this isn't unique, but I'm doing the My Career mode, and I'm doing Superstars. And Mark, your friend Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, he's my friend too, but he's primarily a you guy. He shows up in my game. His created character just shows up in my game, and we wrestle a match. That's super cool. It's really great that, you know, like, it was one of the few times I felt like a real camaraderie over the internet. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was awesome that the computer just did that. Like, Mark wasn't playing at the time. It's not like he and I played.
Yeah, they just download your friend's characters, and they just show up in your career.
That is cool. That is really cool.
I'm going to tell you something along that same vein.
Yeah.
When I bought this game digitally, so right at midnight, I fired up my Xbox and started playing it. I had forgotten this was happening. Well, I wasn't forgetting, but I'd popped some Ambien beforehand.
Yeah.
So I'm Ambien out of my head. Just half falling asleep, making my character in my career. I hit start to save it. My dude has like a purple streak in his hair because I was messing around with the hair shading.
Mm-hmm.
He's got no shoes on, breaking his mother's heart. I was like, whatever, I'll just fix it tomorrow morning. I come into work to see Mark, and Mark's like, yeah, your guy showed up in my game last night with a purple streak in his hair, no shoes on. And it hasn't updated yet.
That's awesome. I love that. That's a cool moment. I got to give this game a lot of credit for just trying. They really felt like they tried real hard to make an awesome game that's going to make everybody happy. It didn't make me happy, but, you know, you're stoked about it. Mark, I assume Mark is stoked about mm-hmm. it as well. I guess if you're a fan of the series, then this is just the best. It's just the cat's meow.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I wish I liked it more. But what would you rate it? Did you give it a score? Yeah, let's do scores. We're score kind of people. Give it a score.
Oh. I'm going to score it a yes.
Out of?
Out of yes or no.
Oh, all right. That's a pretty good score.
I'd say it's $40.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's what we should do. What would get this game to a 60 for you? What would make you happy that you paid $60 for this game?
Let's see. Despite the fact that it has a huge roster, there are a significant amount of wrestlers that aren't in it. Like, especially the Divas right now.
Who was I?
Are huge, and they're never going to be in the game. Which I guess is kind of fixable with the created character, but it's still kind of lame that they're not, like, you're not going to see Bayley or Sasha Banks.
That is lame, because they're the best things happening in NXT.
Yeah.
So you want a slightly bigger roster?
A more diverse roster, I guess.
That's true. It's a lot of white dudes.
the models for, like, the lower card guys are just really super wonky and...
Oh, yeah. For some reason, this drives me crazy. My model, my character, every time he wrestles, he has this, like, the bottom from his chin down is all black.
Huh.
It's like in the character creator, it doesn't look like that. In his interviews, it doesn't look like that. When I look at it, when I do, you know, he's just standing there and, like, roster and stuff, doesn't look like that. But when he starts wrestling, chin down, black.
Weird.
Yeah. It's, I don't know if it's just a glitch in the Matrix or what, but it's peculiar.
The gameplay does get slightly repetitive if you sit down and play it, like, long stretches, because it's just going to be, you're fighting this match, and then now after this match you can run in on someone, and then your feud continues. It just gets a little bit samey, a little bit repetitive.
Yeah.
Then it takes forever to unlock anything as far as special abilities, increasing your stats.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I skyrocketed to, like, a 68 rating, and then I was just there forever.
Usually these games go on sale Black Friday, so, you know, get it for $40. I say give it a shot. especially if you're a wrestling fan, and you know, if you know what you're getting into, that helps out a lot.
Yeah. I would give it, or I would say this is a $15 game. Which is actually not that bad. Here's where I picture this being a good time, and this is where I've had a good time with these similar games in the past. I said I hadn't played it since Revenge. That's somewhat of a lie. A couple times at parties, our buddy Mark, who does WCWTF with us, he would break out whatever the newest version is, and you would get four guys who didn't know what they were doing, like in a living room, just having a ball. And you always make it the most extreme thing. You know, it's a ladder match in a cage, you know, four dudes with a Royal Rumble aspect to it. People are running in and stuff. And you just get laughing. Like, you just, it's so silly because nobody knows how to do anything. Nobody knows how to climb the ladder. You have one dude just like scaling the ropes and then getting down and then scaling the ropes and getting down. It's like back rake pose. That's a really good time. And I think maybe I took this game too serious. If we got four guys in a room together playing WWE 2K16, I think that would be a great time. When you and I were playing 2K15 here, we had a great time. We were laughing our asses off because it was just fun. It was funny and fun. And like, I didn't know what I was doing, but who cares? Like, we were wailing on each other. Nobody could pin each other, and it was funny. I would say it is worth $15 to put yourself in that situation with your friends.
All right. Good point, though. These games are better with friends.
I think that's it. I think that's the end of our first Press X to Not Die podcast. Wow, we're going to hit almost exactly on an hour.
Sweet.
Kudos on us. That'll never happen again. Thank you for listening. Feel free to tell your friends. I am Killer Greg. You can find me at KillerGreg17.
I am Tyrell Dangerous. You can find me at Tyrell Dangerous on Twitter.
You can find both of us at X to Not Die.
X the number two.
X2. X to Not Die. You can find us there on Twitter if you have any feedback or insight on WWE 2K16. Next week is a general topic discussion. If you have anything you want to hear, let us know, and we will try to address it.
And don't forget, if you enjoyed us talking about wrestling here, you'll love talking about wrestling on the WCWTF podcast.
Yeah, I promise we won't talk about nearly as much wrestling next time. You can find all of our podcast at idiotswithmikes.com. And thanks for listening to us. That was a bad ending.
Gotta work on that tagline.
Yeah, boy, I don't know. Until the blood moon rises. That's a little Bloodborne
what
humor.
What is a podcast?
Dislike. Thank you. I appreciate your favor.